Good afternoon. Southerly wind continues to pump in copious amounts of moisture from the mid-Atlantic region, and this is providing us with the rainfall that we've seen all day long today. Some of the rain will continue to fall heavily at times through the afternoon and into the evening. With the increased humidity in the air, thunderstorms are possible as well as a cool front approaches from western and central New York by late afternoon and into the evening hours. Some of the thunderstorms could contain torrential downpours. Temperatures will have a difficult time today climbing much above the mid-70s, although if we get a break in the action and maybe even a few hints of sunshine, readings will surge closer to the 80-degree mark. Showers and thunderstorms will continue through the evening hours, then start to fade as the front makes its way toward western and central New England after midnight. We'll continue to see diminishing precipitation during the overnight period and early tomorrow morning as temperatures drop back into the 50s. With the front still close by first thing tomorrow morning, still some clouds in the area. Any showers will be relegated to central and eastern New England, but the trend will be toward drier weather. With a northwest wind flow, clouds will begin to break up early tomorrow, and especially in the afternoon, we'll have increasing sunshine, a northwesterly breeze, and high temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. High pressure will continue to dominate the weather Saturday night and into the day on Sunday. As we head into Sunday afternoon, we'll enjoy mostly sunny skies and warmer readings with highs in the lower 80s. The humidity will come back Sunday night and especially on Monday. And with a mixture of sunshine and clouds on Monday afternoon, highs will be in the middle to upper 80s. The next front will make an approach on Tuesday and last into Wednesday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around in the vicinity of this front as highs stay in the 80 to 85 degree range. That front should clear through, though, by the time we reach Thursday of next week, and with high pressure building in, we'll have mostly sunny skies and highs back into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the northern plains and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over the southern high plains. Modest, low-level moisture will be advected northward by increasing southerly winds east of a developing low-pressure center in the lee of the Rockies. This will produce moderate instability. The instability, combined with effective bulk shear of 40 to 50 knots, will prove favorable for some of the initial storms to take on supercell structures. Very large hail, exceeding 2 inches in diameter, strong wind gusts, and even a tornado threat will be possible with the afternoon and early evening storms in the northern plains. To the south, widely scattered storms are expected to initiate over the high terrain of New Mexico and southwestern Texas, then spread into the southern high plains during the late afternoon and evening. The strong instability and deep shear will support a few supercells with large hail, some very large hail, and damaging wind gusts as the main threats. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Snake River Ranger Station in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s. Boston, cloudy with showers in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, showers, then increasing sun with highs near 70 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees. The average low, 56. The record high, 94, set in 1892. And the record low, 38 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m. 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms around today with highs in the upper 60s. More showers and storms this evening, then a drying trend overnight tonight with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and storms this evening, then a drying trend overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and storms this evening, then a drying trend overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and storms this evening, then a drying trend overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. More showers and storms this evening than a drying trend overnight tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some clouds to start, then increasing sunshine, breezy and mild, lower to mid-70s. Mostly sunny, warm on Sunday, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, more humid Monday, mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms possible Tuesday and Wednesday, lower to mid-80s, and mostly sunny with upper 70s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.